Mainers concerned, dismayed, or angered by the election of President Donald Trump have made their voices heard with protests in streets and clogging the phone lines of their representatives in Congress. But there's a much quieter movement, some might say, shh, playing out in libraries across the state. Steve Missler has our story.
The Libby Memorial Library in Old Orchard Beach has a single copy of George Orwell's 1984. Library director Lee Koenig says it was printed 25 years ago.
The pages are yellowing, and it is quite tattered because, of course, it was assigned reading for a long time.
It may have been assigned reading 20 years ago, but not so much now. Yet Koenig says she can't keep the dystopian novel published shortly after the end of World War II on the shelf.
Once it comes in, it just goes right back out again. It is fascinating.
Fascinating, and apparently a trend since the election. And more specifically, since this now famous exchange between NBC News host Chuck Todd and Trump's spokeswoman Kellyanne Conway after the White House made false statements about the size of the president's inauguration crowd.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that, but the point remains.
Wait a minute. Look, alternative facts are not facts. They're falsehoods.
After this exchange aired, 1984 rocketed to the top of Amazon's computer-generated bestseller list, forcing the publisher to order 75,000 reprints. The reasons are well documented. To many, Conway's reference to alternative facts sounded a lot like newspeak, the language implemented in Oceania, the totalitarian state depicted in Orwell's book, and the film produced in 1984.
It's a beautiful thing, the destruction of words.
Here the character Syme is discussing the refinements to newspeak with Winston, the lead character.
Well, the revolution will be complete when the language is perfect.
The secret is to move from translation to direct thought to automatic response.
Along with newspeak, Orwell also introduced doublethink, the idea that people can be convinced to accept contradictory facts. Slavery is freedom, ignorance is strength, war is peace. And that's how some critics view the messaging that's come from Trump and his administration. In addition to 1984, Koenig and other librarians say patrons are showing interest in other books.
With a particular emphasis on government, well, doing bad things.
Bad things, like burning books, as the firemen do in Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, which is now in constant circulation, as is Sinclair Lewis's semi-satirical novel, It Can't Happen Here, about the rise of fascism. And there's another trend being reported by Maine librarians, which they see as a good thing. Jamie Ritter is the Maine State librarian.
What's been fascinating for us to observe is this almost overnight desire for trusted information.
And in particular, trusted information about how the U.S. government is supposed to work. That includes explanations and copies of the U.S. Constitution and the three branches of government. Jason Fenimore is the director of the Lewis B. Goodall Memorial Library in Sanford.
People are coming into the library and want answers to how much power does this guy have? And what's an executive order?
And they're literally dusting off some very old sources. Fenimore has a 15-year-old copy of the book American Government and the Roots of Reform. The book hadn't been borrowed since 2010, but it's been in circulation since the election. Over at the Libby Memorial Library in Old Orchard Beach, Library Director Lee Koenig recently found herself dusting off The Constitution of the United States, Its Sources and Applications by James Thomas Thornton, released in 1922.
And it has circulated within the last year. This is stunning.
As many librarians point out, these old government texts and novels were once required reading in grade school. And Koenig has a theory about why there's a sudden appetite for basic explanations of U.S. civics.
I think we just have been kind of consuming what is fed us for a long time, which resulted in a somewhat apathetic populace.
And, says Maine State Librarian Jamie Ritter, many people are now seeking out vetted textbooks rather than, quote, fake news.
You know, people are reading. and at core to all of our missions is that.
And for those not sure where to find books about the U.S. government, Jason Fenimore has some directions for your local library.
Go to 320.5 or 320.4.
Oh, and if you're not familiar with the Dewey Decimal System, just ask for help. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.